This coming Shabbos is Parshas Vayishlach. Vayishlach is the eighth parsha of Chumash, and it talks about the eight kings that ruled in Edom before the Jews had a king. The eighth king was Hadar, corresponding to Chanukah, which is Mahadran and Amahadran, as the Sfarim tell us. Chanukah counters the eighth king of Edom in Parshas Vayishlach, the eighth parsha, which Parshas Vayishlach is always read right before Chanukah. This year it is a Shabbos, really before Chanukah, because Chanukah starts on Shabbos. We light the menorah Friday, Erev Shabbos, so it comes out that this Shabbos is the Shabbos that benches the upcoming week, including the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah, of Tov Shin Ayin. Vayishlach is the parasha of Geula, in contrast to Vayetze. Vayetze is Golus. Vayishlach is Geula. We find in Vayetze, Yaakov is not called Yisrael yet. In Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov is referred to as Yisrael. Yisrael is the name of Yaakov, which refers to Yaakov's rule over Esav. Yisrael from the Lashon Sar, Sar v'Nogid, Kisarisa im Elokim v'im Anoshim v'atucho, as it says in this week's parasha. The Malach is forced to admit to Yaakov that the brachas that were given to him by Yitzchak were deserving, and then the Malach says, your name will no longer be Yaakov, but Yisrael, for you have striving with the divine and with man and have overcome. Ki sarisa im Elokim. Sarisa, you have become a sar. And then later, Hashem himself changes Yaakov's name to Yisrael. Although it doesn't say that you're not allowed to call him Yaakov anymore, like by Avram, where it says, kol hakore Avraham, Avraham over be'esei, shenem avaho yashimcha Avraham. Because throughout the ages, these two levels always existed. There's always the Yaakov and there's the Yisrael. There are times when Klal Yisrael were on the level of Yaakov, Akev, when they were downtrodden, and there were times that Klal Yisrael experienced the Bechina of Yisrael. But Vayishlach is the parasha where we are introduced to Yaakov becoming Yisrael, which Yisrael has the power to overpower Esav, to overpower the powers of evil, to overpower the Yetzer Hara, as we see in the story of Yaakov with the Malach. The parasha begins where Yaakov sends Malachim to Esav. Yaakov is ready for the Geula, as the Sfarim say, and he wants to see if Esav is also ready. There's a part of Esav that will be Zocha to the Geula, and there's a part of Esav that will not. Yaakov is trying to deal with both parts of Esav. He's trying to be Mevarer, he's trying to purify that level of Esav, which will be purified in the future. And he's also trying to remove the world of the evils of Esav, of the evil that will be removed in the future. And Yaakov battles the Sar of Esav, the Malach of Esav, the Samach Mem, the Yetzahar, the Satan. And the Satan, it says, Vayiga b'chaf yirechoy, the Satan is not able to attack Yaakov himself, but instead it says he struck the socket of his hip. Yaakov, he dislocates the socket of the hip, and as a result, we do not eat the Gid Hanosha. The Sfarim tell us that if the Malach did not dislocate the hip socket of Yaakov, the Beis Hamikdash would not have been destroyed. The leg of Yaakov, which is the Bechina of Hod, Netzach and Hod, those are the legs. Hod, the left leg, which corresponds to Chanukah, which is the Bechina of Hod Kiyadua, and the Beis Hamikdash, which is called Hod, the Gemara says in Brachas, Ve'ahod Zuhi Beis Hamikdash. Because the Malach dislocates the hip of Yaakov, which the hip of Yaakov is the Hod, because the hands are Chesed and Gevura, the body is Teferes, and the leg is Netzach Ve'hod, because the legs were dislocated, therefore, later, Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash are affected, because the right foot, Netzach, that's Yerushalayim, and the left, Hod, is the Beis Hamikdash. There are two opinions in the Gemara, whether Gid Hanosha is also the right and also the left, Netzach and Hod. So because the hip of Yaakov was dislocated, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Sam Sofer says that this actually happened on Tisha B'Av. The story of Yaakov and the Malach, where the Gid HaNoshe is dislocated, was on Tisha B'Av. What makes this even more amazing is that the Zohar says, we know there are 365 days corresponding to the 365 transgressions, 365 lavin. The lav of not eating Gid HaNoshe corresponds to Tisha B'Av. It happened on Tisha B'Av, and it causes Tisha B'Av. If not for what happened with the Gid HaNoshe, there would not have been a Tisha B'Av. At the same time, we're learning this right before Chanukah. Just like last week, we spoke about Yegarsa Hadusa, that Lavan, because he said the two words of Yegarsa Hadusa, the two Aramaic words which were inserted in the Torah, that causes that later the Goyim have an input, the Goyim have unlawful entry, the Goyim are able to enter Eretz Yisrael, and the Yevanim, Nichnasu Laheichal, and later on the Romans, because of the Yegarsa Hadusa, the same here, because of the Gid HaNoshe, because of the Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, Golus Churban takes place. But this is being read right before Chanukah, and this is also the parasha of Geula. Vayishlach is Geula. Yaakov is returning to Eretz Yisrael. Vayetze, he's leaving Eretz Yisrael. And Vayishlach, he's returning. And Vayetze, he's not called Yisrael yet. And Vayishlach, he is. So all this is associated with Geula, because the Golus is really to prepare for Geula. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in order that later it should be rebuilt. Chanukah is the yomtiv of Tikkun HaHoid. Chanukah is rectification for Churban. Chanukah is the opposite of Churban. Chanukah miloshon chinuch v'haschola. The pasuk says, "Vateika kaf yerech Yaakov." Kaf yerech Yaakov is begematria lahabik ner Chanukah. The kaf yerech of Yaakov, which is the leg of Yaakov, which is Hod, is Chanukah. Chanukah is the bechina of Hod, which is the Beis Hamikdash. V'haHod zuhi Beis Hamikdash. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is rooted in Mokum HaMikdash. And the idea here is that the Yevanim wanted, as we say in the Nusach HaTfilah, l'hashkicham Torah Secha. They wanted to make us forget the Torah. The only Torah that you can forget is the Torah that has to be memorized. The Torah Shebiksav is not forgotten because it's written. So the Torah that they attacked was Torah Shebal Peh. The philosophy of Yavon was to counter Torah Shebal Peh and to eradicate it, so that Klal Yisrael should forget Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is what separates us from the nations. And the Yavonim, Nichnesu Yavonim Lehechol, Timu'u Kol Hashmanim, they fought against the significance of Klal Yisrael, the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. And the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael is in the fact that we have Torah Shebal Peh. Chanukah, therefore, is the revelation of Torah Shebal Peh. On Chanukah, we were zocher to Torah Shebal Peh. As the Svarim say, most of Torah Shebal Peh developed after the Yom Tov of Chanukah was revealed, after the Pach Shemen was revealed from its hiding place, from where it was concealed, the Or HaGonus. Where was the Pach HaShemen found? The Pach HaShemen was found in the Mokum HaMikdash, in the deep recesses of the Beis HaMikdash, in the under the ground where Hashem created the world, the Evan Shesia, Shemimenu Hushsas HaOlam, which is Bereshis. Bereshis is Bara Shis, as it says in Zohar. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the foundation of the world. Shis is foundation. Ki Hashosos Yehoresun. Eben Shesia, Barashis, Bereshis, that's where the Nes of Chanukah originates, from Bereshis, right at the beginning of creation. That's where the Or HaGonus is, the Or HaElyon. As the Imre Emes is Merameis, where the Pasuk says at the beginning of Shemais, V'lo Yochla Oid Hatzfina, Yocheved was not able to hide Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Batitz Benehu, Shlosha Yerochim, and then she couldn't hide him anymore. So he says that's a remes to the Or HaGonus. The Or HaGonus was created on Chof Hei Elul, first day of creation, Bereshis Bara Elokim was Chof Hei El. 3 months later, Batitz Benehu, Shlosha Yerochim, that's Chof Hei Kislev. V'lo Yochla Oid Hatzpino, and she couldn't hide him anymore. Hashem, Kaviyachu, can't hide the light anymore. The light is revealed on Chof Hei Kislev, which is Chanukah. It is rooted, though, in Mokum HaMikdash. Bereishis Bora Elokim. We read last week Vayitzoik Shemen Al Roisha that Yaakov poured oil on the stone that he erected as a matzeva. Vayitzoik Shemen Al Roisha, which is preparation for the Yomtif of Shemen, the Yomtif of Chanukah. Vayitzoik Shemen Al Roisha is Begamatria Bereishis Bora Elokim. That's where the Shemen is rooted. The Shemen of Yaakov, which is the Shemen, which is the Pach Shemen that's found later by the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, is rooted in the Makom HaMikdash. That's where it was found. And in the Makom HaMikdash, there is no Shikcha. There's no forgetfulness. Ki lo yishochach mi pizaroi, the Pasuk says. Bereishis Bara Elokim is Begamatria ki lo yishochach mi pizaroi, which is equal to Vayitzoik Shemen Al Roisha. The Shemen of Chanukah, Shemen Zayis is Zikaron. The Gemara says in Hayrius that if a person has difficulty remembering, he should take olive oil. Olive oil is a schooler for the Zikaron. The Yevonim wanted us to forget. We were Zocha and Chanukah to the Yom Tov of Shemen Zayis, which Shemen Zayis is a schooler for Zikaron. Because the Pach Shemen is in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is no Shikha. Ein Shikha lefnei Kisei Chivoydecha. We mentioned the word Kisei. Lefnei Kisei Chivoydecha, there's no Shikha. The Tsar of Esav wanted to reach the Kisei. Kiyodua, it says that Yaakov and the Tsar were grappling with each other, and the dust went all the way up to the Kisei HaKovoy. The Shalom HaKodesh says, that's Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Yerech, he says, stands for Yam Rokia Kisei. Kaf Yerech, the Chof of Yerech, he says. The Chof of Yerech is the Kisei. The Malach of Esav wants to reach the Kisei. That's why Amalek, who's introduced in this week's Parsha, Amalek is born in Parshas Vayishlach. It says, as long as Amalek exists, Ein Hashem Sholem ve'ein Kisoy Sholem ad sheyimoche shemoy shel Amalek ki yod al keis ko melcham al Hashem ba'amalek midor dor. Amalek attacks the Kisei HaKavoy, as the Malach is doing here. Kaf Yerech, the Chof of Yerech, of Yud Reish Chof, Yam Rokia Kisei, as the Shalosh says. And perhaps we can add to this, the Chaf of Yerech is a remez to Chanukah, because Chaf, the last letter of the Aseres HaDibros, is a Chaf Pshuta, Asher L'Re'acha. And the last letter of the Aseres HaDibros, which is letter number 620, corresponds to mitzvah number 620, which is Chanukah, the last mitzvah ever given to Klal Yisrael, the last mitzvah Midrabbanan, mitzvah number 7 of the mitzvahs Midrabbanan, which is mitzvah number 620 of all the mitzvahs altogether. And the 620th letter of the Aseres HaDibros is a Chaf, Kaf Yerech Yaakov, the Chaf of Yerech Yaakov. It's a Chaf that goes down, like Chanukah is Yored Lamata Miyud. It's a Chaf Pshuta. Kaf, which is the same letters as Pach. This is the Pach, the jug of oil that's found under the ground of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokoim of Reishis, Bereishis, Boroshis. That's where the Pach Shemen was found. The Beis HaMikdash is the place of Torah Shebaal Peh. Har Sinai is where Torah Shebiksav was revealed. Har HaMoriah, Har Tzion, the Beis HaMikdash, that's where Torah Shebaal Peh is revealed. This we know from Rashi and Parshas Vayera, where it says that Hashem told Avram to go to the Akedah, El Eretz HaMoriah, and there Rashi says, why is it called Moriah? Shemisham Teitzei Hoiro'o L'Yisrael, Hoiro'o, teaching to Klal Yisrael. Ki mitzioin teitzei toiru v'dvar Hashem mirushaloyim. So the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokom HaMikdash, that's the Har HaMoriah, that's the place of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh was revealed on Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore Chanukah is rooted in Mokom HaMikdash, which Mokom HaMikdash is the place of Torah Shebaal Peh. And who are the ones that get to teach Torah Shebaal Peh? From all the Shvatim it says Shevet Levi. Ulelevi omar tumecho v'urecho le'ish chasidecho asher nisisoi b'maso t'rivehu al mei meriva. And then it says Yoiru mishpatecho li'yakoi v'sayroscho li'yisroel. They are the ones who teach. Horah is Shevet Levi, the Kohanim, in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Mokom of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Nes of Chanukah, therefore, occurred in the Mokom HaMikdash, in the Mokom of Reishis, through Kohanim, who are the Bechina of Reishis. From all of Klal Yisrael, the Kohanim are the Reishis of Klal Yisrael. They are the ones who receive the Reishis. They receive Truma, Bikurim, which is called Reishis. Through them, through Matis Yoh, Ben Yochanan, Koyen Gadol, the Neshama of Reishis, we were zeichet to the Nes of Chanukah in the Mokum of Bereishis. And that's where Torah Shebaal Peh is rooted. And this we see in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, V'heichon Sivanu, the Gemara asks, where does it say that we have to light Chanukah candles? We say, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvahis of Vitzivanu, and He commanded us. Who commanded us? Hashem commanded us, it's in the Torah. So the Gemara gives two answers. One answer is, because it says in the Pasuk, Sha'al Avichav Yageitcha, Zikheinecha V'yoymru Lach. The other answer is because it says Loisasur min hadavar asher yagidu lecha yaminu semayel, which really all mitzvahs derabbanan are rooted in the lav of Loisasur, that we're not allowed to deviate from anything that the chachamim tell us. Emunas chachamim, that's Torah Shebaal Peh, Mesoira, tradition. Emunas chachamim, Torah Shebaal Peh, that's Loisasur, and that's Chanukah. Chanukah is rooted in the lav of Loisasur, and if we look in Parshas Shoftim where it talks about Loisasur by the case of the Zokein Mamre, so the other parish, the Pasuk tells us that when there was a dispute, when there was a dilemma as to how halacha has to be decided, ki yipolei mimachot dover la'mishpat, so the Pasuk says, where do you go? The kamta ve'olisa el hamakom asher yivcha Hashem elokecha bo, you should go up to the place that Hashem has chosen. Rashi says, melamed she'beis hamikdash gavoya mikol ha'makoymos, the beis hamikdash is higher than all places, that's where you have to go. And where do you go? Ubasa el ha-kohanim ha-levim, the kohanim and the levim. They will tell you, v'higidolocha is dvar ha-mishpat. They will tell you the judgment. They will tell you the law. V'yosisa al-pi ha-dvar ha-shi ha-gidolocha min ha-mokam ha-hu, v'shamata lasos kechol ha-shi ha-yorucha, al-pi ha-toyra ha-shi ha-yorucha, loisa sur min ha-dvar ha-shi ha-gidolocha yaminu samoil. This is the source for the lav of loisa sur by the Zaka and Mamre. And the Torah tells us, where do you go? You go to the mokam ha-mikdash. And it's the Makom HaMikdash where the Kohanim are, and they teach us what the Torah tells us. They teach us Torah Shebaal Peh, Al-Pi HaTorah, which is Al-Pi HaTorah means Torah Shebaal Peh. This, the Makom HaMikdash, that's where the Torah Shebaal Peh is rooted. In whose portion of land is the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash was built in the portion of land of Binyamin. Binyamin is mentioned for the first time in Parshas Vayishlach. In this week's Parsha, Binyamin is born. Before Binyamin is born, it says, Yaakov pours wine and he pours oil. Vayasech oleho nesech, vayitzoik oleho shemen. And then Rachel goes into labor, which eventually she dies from, vayhi v'hakshoysa belidita, and then she gives birth to Binyamin, who she calls Ben Oni, v'aviv karolai Binyamin. Why does Yaakov pour wine and oil? Because what's happening here is that Purim and Chanukah are revealed. Purim is wine and Chanukah is oil. Binyamin is both. Binyamin is a fusion of Chanukah and Purim. And it's Yadua what the Svarim write, that Chanukah and Purim are intertwined. They're really both one and the same. There's a machlokes in the Mekubalim where the Chanukah is Netzach and Purim is Hod, or Purim is Netzach and Chanukah is Hod. Netzach v'Hod, those are the Trein Rei and the Lai Mispash, and they go together, Netzach and Hod, Trei Yarch and the Kshoit. Chanukah and Purim are really one. And both Chanukah and Purim are unique in that these two Yamim Tovim, we enter the boundary of Esav, as mentioned many times. And these two Yamim Tovim, we're not afraid of Esav. And the reason why Binyamin is Zoicha to this, and how is Binyamin Zoicha to this? Because Binyamin is Kislev. Chodesh Kislev is the month of Binyamin, Ki Yadua, that every month is corresponds to another Shevet. And there are 12 Shvatim, there are 12 Chodoshim. Kislev is the ninth month. Binyamin is the Shevet HaTashi'i, the Nosi HaTashi'i is Binyamin, Avidan ben Gedoni, Binyamin traveled ninth, Kislev is the ninth month. So Kislev, which is Chanukah, is the month of Binyamin. Binyamin is Chanukah. Binyamin is definitely Purim, because Mordechai and Esther come from Binyamin. So Binyamin is both Chanukah and Purim, and that's why as Binyamin is entering the world, Yaakov is pouring wine, and he's pouring oil, vayasech oleho nesech, vayitzek oleho shemen, here in Parshas Vayishlach, which incidentally, by all korbanos, there were the wine libations, and there was the oil, the shemen and the yayin, but here, this is a remez to the two yamim tovim, that in these two holidays, we overrule Esav, where it's revealed that the name of Yaakov is now Yisroel Miloshen Sar. Sar is begamatria Chanukah Mismoil. The Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is where we light on the left side, which is the light of Esav, the side of Esav, that reveals this bechina of Sar, that Klal Yisrael, we are the Sar, we are the ruler, we are the prince, Yisrael. The Yevanim wanted us to engrave, it says on the horn of an axe, that Ein Lochem Chelek Be'Elokei Yisrael, that we don't have a portion, Chas V'Shalom, in the God of Israel, which the phrase Elokei Yisrael is mentioned for the first time here in Parashas Vayishlach, Vayikra Elokei Elokei Yisrael, Hashem calls Yaakov Keil Elokei Yisrael. Binyamin, therefore, represents Chanukah and Purim. Binyamin is the Mokum HaMikdash. The Mokum HaMikdash is in the portion of the land of Binyamin. Why was Binyamin Zeicher that the Mokum HaMikdash should be in his portion? So there are two reasons among many given in association with Chanukah. One reason is because Binyamin was silent. He never spoke. He didn't say what he could have said. We know that every stone on the Choshen corresponds to a different Shevet. And the stone of Binyamin was Yoshfei. Yoshfei is Yeshpeh, the Gemara says. He had a mouth. Yeshpeh means there is a mouth. He had a mouth. But for show's sake, he was silent. He was quiet. He didn't say anything. He didn't tell Yaakov. He never said what happened. He knew that the Shvatim sold Yosef. He never spoke about it. So he never spoke Lashon Hara. He was quiet. The Gra brings down in his famous Evan Shlema from the Galkut, Kol rega v'rega sha'odam chosein piv. Every second that a person keeps his mouth shut and he doesn't say what he shouldn't say, whether it's Lashon Hara, Nivul Peh, Rechilas, talking in the middle of Davening or Kaddish, is he zochel le'or ha'gonuz, ve'ein kol bria u'malach yochel shayer. There is not one malach or any creation in the world that can fathom the reward that one gets just for one time keeping quiet and not talking. Holding ourselves back. Kol ha'chosein piv, hizochet to the Or HaGonuz. Chanukah is the revelation of the Or HaGonuz. The only way that it's possible that there should be Or HaGonuz on Chanukah is if it comes after silence. It comes as a result of self-control in the area of Shmiras HaPeh. Binyamin did that. Binyamin had a mouth and he was quiet. He didn't talk. And his descendants didn't either. It says Shaul never told anyone that he was king. There's Dvar HaMelucha Lo Higidlo. Shaul was quiet. Esther was quiet. Ain Esther Magedes. Esther was a descendant of Shaul. And of course, the ancestor of Binyamin, the mother of Binyamin, Rachel. Rachel is quiet. Rachel could have definitely publicized that she was being fooled, that she was being tricked, that Yaakov is marrying Leah. It's not really her. She could have told. Well, what would be wrong? I mean, she's the one who's supposed to marry Yaakov. She's silent. She doesn't talk. She doesn't say anything. And that's why Rachel is Zocha, that she has Yosef and Binyamin. Yosef, we'll see next week, Yosef is Chanukah, and Binyamin is Chanukah and Purim. The Yamim Toivim of Chanukah and Purim come from Rachel, come from Binyamin, because Binyamin is quiet. And on Chanukah, Chanukah is the Yamtiv of Halel v'Hoidoah b'peh. We praise Hashem with our mouths, Torah Shabbal Peh, which can only come about through Shmiras HaPeh. Then there's another reason why Binyamin is Zocha. Binyamin is also Zocha because Binyamin did not bow down to Esav. He's the only one who didn't submit himself. He was not subservient to Esav. All the other Shvatim bowed, as we see in the parashah, about Tigash Nashvachas, about Tishnach Avena. Yaakov bowed 7 times, and every one of the Shvatim bowed, even Yosef. Binyamin wasn't born yet, so Binyamin didn't bow. That's why the Mokum HaMikdash, which is the Mokum of Hishtachavo'a, the place where we bow, where we prostrate ourselves before Hashem, and only before Hashem. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's no flattery to anyone. In the Beis HaMikdash, we bow to Hashem and to Hashem only. Binyamin is the one, therefore, that the Beis HaMikdash is built in his portion, because he didn't bow to Esav. And Mordechai doesn't bow to Haman. U'Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachavo. And on Chanukah, we light the menorah on the left side and towards the outside and below 10 tefachim. And at night, which is the boundary of Esav, we're not afraid of Esav. Even though the Pasuk says that he shamru, do not, the Pasuk says in Devarim, not to start up with Esav, al tisgaru, not to antagonize Esav, Yerushalayim Esav nasati es harseir, not to enter into the boundary of Esav, bizman hagolus, we're not allowed to enter. And it says, you cannot enter the boundary of Esav ad midrach kaf rogel, not even one footstep. Ad midrach kaf rogel, ki lo etein lechem me'atzam, ad midrach kaf rogel, ki Yerushal le'esav nosati es har seir. But not on Chanukah, though. Chanukah, we do go into the boundary of Esav. Kaf regel is begamatria ner Chanukah. Ad midrach kaf regel. that when the Kaf Regel, like we have the Kaf Yerech Yaakov, which the Kaf Yerech Yaakov is Chanukah. When Kaf Regel occurs, which is the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the last Yom Tov, the Kaf Regel is the bottom of the foot, that's the end, the last Yom Tov ever given, which is the Yom Tov in which we experience the light of Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, as we say in the Haftorah this week, V'olam Moshiach Bahar Tzion, Lishpat Es Har Esav, V'oisel HaShem HaMelucha, Mashiach will enter into the boundary of Esav and end it once and for all. Mashiach will be the Poreitz, who will be Poreitz all the Gedorim. As it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Poreitz Geder Yishchenu Nochash, a person who breaches the fence will be bitten by a snake. Poreitz Geder, which the Gemara says this is referring to a person who violates the words of the Chachamim. Kol Ha'Oivra Al Divrei Chachamim is Ro'uy, a person who violates the words of the Chachamim, he doesn't heed to that which the Chachamim say, is deserving to be bitten by a snake. Nochash. Nochash is the letters Ner Shel Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that's Poreitz Geder. The Greeks infiltrated, they came in. Chanukah goes out, just like Mashiach will go out into the world and illuminate the entire world. Nochash is Begematria Mashiach. Poreitz Geder Yishchenu Nochash. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Pritza. It goes out. It breaches. It breaks down all the barriers, all the gedorim of Golus. That's Chanukah and that's Purim. These two Yomim Toivim are in the portion of land of. They are in the portion of Binyamin, and Binyamin's portion is the Mokom HaMikdash, which the Mokom HaMikdash is the portion of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's where Torah Shebaal Peh is rooted, in the Mokom HaMikdash in Har HaMoriah, where the Pach Shemen is found. At the beginning of the parasha, we read, Yaakov says to the Malachim, two times the word Ko. Ko Somerun La'adoni La'esav, Ko Omar Avdecha Yaakov. What is the two times Ko? Kofei, two times. So says your servant Yaakov, so shall you say to my master Esav. So the Zayar says that Yaakov was hinting to Esav that he says Kriyashma every day. Because Kriyashma, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, has 25 letters in the first Pasuk. The Pasuk of Shema has 25 letters. And he says two times daily Shema, that's Ko twice. So you can't start up with me, I say Shema, I have the schus of Kriyashma. Perhaps we could add to this that Avraham Avinu was really the one who established Kriyashma Shel Shachrus. Avraham Avinu, we know, was Misakein Tfilas Shachrus. So Avraham was Misakein Tfilas Shachrus. Yaakov was Misakein Arvis. So Yaakov was Misakein Shema Shel Arvis, the Shema that we say in the evening, in the time of night. The Emunoscha Balelos, the Pasuk, because Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecha Emunoscha Balelos. Avraham was in the time of Boiker, which is in the morning. Yaakov, however, is balelos. Yaakov is misakin the tefillah of Arvis at the time that it's required that we have emunah, ve'emunoscha balelos. That's why we say emes ve'emunah after Ma'ariv. V'yatziv we say in the morning. Ve'emunah we say at night. Nighttime is the time that emunah is required. Yaakov is the one who was misakin Arvis. Yaakov is the one who went out into Golus. Yaakov was misakin Kriyash Mashal Arvis, especially as we read in Parshas Vayechi, when he gathers all his children, and he tells them about Ikfasid and Mashiach, it says, and they say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because that's Yaakov's tikkun was Kriyash Mashal Arvis. The first Mishnah of Torah Shebaal Peh, and as we said, Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh, is about Kriyash Mashal Arvis. Me'e Mosai Koirin as Shema Be'arvin. Shema Be'arvin is Begamatria Ner Chanukah Mismoil. Chanukah, the Ner Chanukah on the left side is the Bechina of Kriyash Mashal Arvis, proclaiming Hashem Echad at night, believing in Hashem, Emunoscha Balelois, being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu all over, even in places where it's normally not done, on the left side and below Ten Tfachim and on the outside and at night, the Emunoscha Balelois, Kriyash Mashal Arvis, Me'emosai Korin et Shema Ba'arvis, and when does the Mishnah say that we read the Shema Ba'aris Mishosha HaKoyhanim Nichnosim? It's a remez to Chanukah. When the Koyhanim entered the Beis HaMikdash, and they found the Pach Shemen, and they revealed this tremendous Yom Tov of Chanukah rooted in Bereishis Bara Elohim, Bereishis, the beginning of creation, the beginning of Chumash, and the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh, Mishnayis Brachas, Me'emosai Korin Shema Ba'aris, is all about Chanukah. Chanukah is rooted in both in Torah Shebaksav and in Torah Shebaal Peh. And the first Mishnah talks to us about the Chachamim instituting Gezeirois Laharchik Es Ha'adam in Ha'avera. This is the concept of Emunas Chachamim. And this is what Amalek, the Yevonim, and Amalek fight against. Amalek fights against Torah Shebaal Peh. Amalek fights against Emunas Chachamim. They mock the concept of tradition. They mock the concept of the rabbis. The rabbis said, the ancient rabbis say, you have to be up to date, you have to be modern. We live in a high-tech world. Who cares about what those ancient rabbis say? But the Gemara says, where do we know Chanukah from? Sha'al avichav yageidcha zekeinecha v'yoymerulach. Chanukah is the yomtiv that connects us to the past, to tradition, to loisosler, which is Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh relies on Mesoira mipeh el peh. The zugais, as we have in Pirkei Avos, one zug to the next. That's Torah Shebaal Peh, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, all the way back to the Makom HaMikdash. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which we battle Amalek. Purim and Chanukah, both these two Yomim Tovim, rooted in Binyamin. Binyamin was the first to be zeichet to fight Amalek. Who was the one who fought Amalek first in history? Shaul HaMelech, who almost made it. He would have been the Mashiach Hashem. He's referred to as Mashiach Hashem, and he almost made it. He would have done it had he not caved in, had he not succumbed to the advice of Doeg HaDoimi, who told him not to kill the animals and to let Agag live. And that's when, because of that, he loses the kingdom. So Binyamin, Shaul, who comes from Binyamin, and then later Mordechai and Esther, who also kill the Amalek of their time, Haman. Binyamin, who is the one in which the Makom HaMikdash is located, which Makom HaMikdash depends on the eradication of Amalek. The Gemara says there are three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael have to perform on the end of Eretz Yisrael: appointing a king, building the Beis HaMikdash, and eradicating Amalek. There can't be Beis HaMikdash if Amalek exists. That's why it says, Ein Hashem Sholem ve'ein Kisei Shol. The Hashem's name is not complete, and the Kisei is not complete until Amalek is eradicated. And in the tefillah that we say on Chanukah, we say L'cha Asisa Shem Gadol V'Kadosh Be'Olamecha. That on Chanukah, through Matis Yehu Ben Yochanan and Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim, we were zeichah that the name of Hashem was exalted. The name of Hashem became great. And those, it was the Smale. The Shem became Sholem. Ein Hashem Sholem Ve'Ein Kisei Sholem Ad She'Yemoch Hashmoy Shel Amalek. There was a Ha'ora. There was a light. There was a taste of Yemais HaMashiach when we're going to experience Hashem's name complete and the throne complete, the Kisei Sholem, which is what Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is all about. The idea of recognizing that Hashem is one, there is no other, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which will be fully recognized, La'asid Lavai. This is the last pasuk that we say in the 10 psukim of Malchias and Rosh Hashanah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, proclaiming the Malchus of Hashem. And this comes to a conclusion on Chanukah, because Chanukah, as we mentioned, is the extension. Chanukah is the grace period for those who didn't complete their tshuva and their hamlochas Hashem during the days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They have till Zois Chanukah, till Chanukah to complete this. So that's why in this parasha we have Binyamin and we have Amalek lahavdil. We have the Le'umazah. Binyamin is born in Parashas Vayishlach. Binyamin, which is the Makom HaMikdash, Chanukah and Purim. And then we have Amalek, who's born later. So we have Binyamin is the refuah, the remedy before the wound. Binyamin is born, the Makom HaMikdash already exists. And then Amalek, throughout the ages, Amalek fights the concept of Achdus Hashem, of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amalek fights that which the Mikdash represents. And so too in history, Chof Hei Kislev came before December 25th. Chof Hei Kislev in history is the refuah before the Makkah of Chof Hei December, December 25th, which is a Melchama against Achdus Hashem, Kipshutai. The whole concept of Natsrus, of Christianity, is in counter to what we believe in Shema Yisrael, of Achdus Hashem, of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which Chanukah was the refuah given to us before the arrival of that holiday, which also begins on the 25th, the Le'umaz of Chof Hei Kislev, like Amalek, the Le'umaz of Binyamin. Yaakov mentions Binyamin, and he says, Binyamin ze'ev yitrof, ba'boike yoichal ad, v'lo erev yichalek sholol. What there's ad and there's shalol. Those are two expressions that the pasuk uses about loot, booty, loot. Ad and shalol. Ad shalol together is equal to chaydash kislev. Chaydash kislev, which is the month of Binyamin, is the month in which we experience, we are zolcha to the ad and the shalol, to the loot, to the booty of the ur agonis of the makom hamikdash. As the pasuk says there in Parshas Shoftim, where it talks about lois sosu, where Chanukah is rooted, concerning the zakeh and mamre, that who will go to the makom hamikdash and do what the kohanim and the levim say to do. V'higidu locha is devar hamishpat. Hamishpat is begamatria ad shalol. Hamishpat, because the makom hamikdash, which is the portion of land of Binyamin, that's where mishpat is decided. That's where Torah Shabbal Peh is revealed. That's where the Or HaGonaz is. Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof. Binyamin is compared to a wolf that grabs, that takes what's not his. Chanukah is the yomtiv that goes into the boundary that's not ours, La'es Ata, during this time. Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof is the gematria Har HaMoiriyah. The Har HaMoiriyah, that's the portion of land of Binyamin. That's where the Hoirah, that's where Torah Shabbal Peh emanates from. V'lo erev yechalek sholol, v'lo erev in the evening, in the time of Arvis, Shema ba'Arvis, Ne'emosai Korin as Shema ba'Arvis, yechalek sholol. The sholol, either referring to, as Rashi says, Mordechai ve'Esther in the time of Purim, but also this is the sholol of Chanukah, yechalek sholol, which is begematria solachti, the slichas avoinas that we experience during Chanukah for those who have not yet done the proper tshuva during Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah. There's a sefer called Siach Yitzchak, where he says that in the Gemara, in the language of the Gemara, it's hinted that Chanukah is different than any other Yom Tov, that we were zeichet to a nes despite that we didn't deserve it, despite that no tshuva was done. Purim came about because of 3 days of tshuva and fasting, so it was a hisayris melamata, came from down below, which is why we rotate the grager on the bottom. Chanukah, we rotate the dreidel on top. Chanukah came from above, Matisyahu, which means Matana from Hashem. So he says the lashon of the Gemara is Yoyme de Chanukah Timanya Inun, the loyla mispat behind with the loyla his anoa behind. During the 8 days of Chanukah, that you're not allowed to eulogize and you're not allowed to fast. That's what it means literally. So he translates this that these are the 8 days of Chanukah which did not come about because of any fasting and any eulogizing. There was no hisayris, there was no tshuva, there was no sack, there was no sackcloth, fasting, sitting and crying like there was Purim time. Mordechai sat with Sakva Efer, and Klal Yisrael fasted, and there was a tremendous hisayris of tshuva. Chanukah there was not. The Maccabees, and that's it. It was a total hisayris melmaila, total awakening from on high, which is the way it'll be in the future. There's a whole dispute among the Sfarim whether Klal Yisrael will do tshuva before Mashiach comes or not. Many say not. Sam Sofer says they will not. They will do tshuva afterwards. So there will be a hisayris melmaila. Despite that Klal Yisrael will be sleeping, they will be awakened. We might not be awakened on our own. The best things if we were would be. But just like on Chanukah, it came about from above. It did not come about from down below. The same with Yemos HaMashiach. Chanukah is Yemos HaMashiach. Chanukah is Mokum HaMikdash. Chanukah is Bereishis. And that's where the Pach HaShemen is. And that's the Es Ha'or Kitoi Vayavdel, the hidden light mentioned at the beginning of Chumash. The first test, it says, has four tagin on it, four lines on it, which is four times test, which is four times nine equal to 36. The 36 hours that the Or HaGonaz has lasted, that's why there are 36 Lamed Vav Neiros of Chanukah, and 36 Mesechtes of Torah Shebaal Peh, which Chanukah is the yomtiv of the revelation of Torah Shebaal Peh. Tisha B'Av is also rooted in this test. Tisha B'Av, the first test of Chumash, is where Tisha B'Av is. Tisha B'Av could have been the day of his galus of revelation. It became instead the day of concealment. Just like Hashem put away the Or HaGonaz to be revealed at a later date, La'osid Lavoi, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed on Tisha B'Av because the Gid Anoshe is dislocated. The hip socket. Is dislocated in this parish of the Gid HaNosha of the Kaf Yerech Yaakov, which corresponds to the Mokum HaMikdash. But at the same time, Yaakov is healed. Vayizrach loy Hashemesh, kasha Ovar es Penuel. The sun shines on him and he is healed. Vayavo Yaakov Sholem, it says he comes complete. Sholem Begufay, Shenisrape Mitzalosei, Rashi says he was healed from his limp. Sholem B'mamayim, all the money, all the animals that he gave away to Esav, it says miraculously when he went back to his flock, they were all there again. Like the Shemen of Chanukah, didn't get used up. And he was Sholem B'tayrosai, it says Shalei Shochach Talmudai B'beis Lavan. He didn't forget any of his learning. Like on Chanukah, there's Lois Yishochach Mipizaroi. There's no shikha, ein shikha lefnei kisei chivaydecha. This is the kisei that's revealed on Chanukah. This is the kisei that Amalek tries to attack. Shikha, which is the letters of Hachoshech. Hachoshech, Choshech zu Yavan. Choshech is Yavan, Yavan, which is Choshech is shikha, shikha is Choshech, it's one and the same. Forgetfulness is darkness, darkness is forgetfulness. L'hashkicham tayrosecha. And on Chanukah there's light. On Chanukah there's memory, Shem and Zayis. On Chanukah there's Torah Shabbal Peh, and there is no Shikcha. Ein Shikcha lefnei kisei chvaydecha is begematria lamed vav neiris Chanukah. On Chanukah there is no Shikcha. Ein Shikcha lefnei kisei chvaydecha. Lo yisi shochach mi pizaroi, which is begematria bereshis bore elokim. That's where Chanukah is rooted. Vayishlach, the eighth parasha, Vayishlach takes us into the yontif of Chanukah, where we are zoichet to attack Esav, we are zoicha to remove the threat of Esav. It's brought down, Megala Amukas tells us that the eighth shame of the Shem Ayin Beis, there's a shame of Hashem which is called the Shem Ayin Beis, it has 72 words. The eighth shame is the letters Tov Chav Hei, Taker. And that's the shame that Moshe Rabbeinu used to kill the Mitzri. Lama Sake Rei Echo, the Pasuk says. Tov Chav Hei. Tov Chav Hei is the Shem that Yaakov gave over to the Malachim on their way to Esav, because he said, Kadobar, Kadobar hazeh tidabarun el Esav. Kadobar hazeh tidabarun is Rosh HaTevis Tov Chav Hei. That's the Shem that Yaakov sent with the Malachim to get rid of Esav, that Esav shouldn't be a threat. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu uses it later, Tov Chav Hei, to kill the Mitzri, and it says that's why by the Megillah, Vayavai Hasach, Hasach is Tov Chav Hei, and later Haman is killed. Tov Chav Hei is Begematria Chanukah Purim. These two Yamim Tovim have the ability to get rid of Esav. These two Yamim Tovim strike. Taka means you shall strike. Tov Chav Hei, which is Rosh HaTevis, Kol HaNeshama Tahalel. Kol HaNeshama Tahalel, Rosh HaTevis, Tov Chav Hei, says that's what you're supposed to have in mind. Ki Lo Yozavta Darshecha Hashem Esayfa Tevis Tov Chav Hei. Because Tov Chav Hei, with Halel V'Hoidah, with praising Hashem, with Shmiras HaPeh, with Halel V'Hoidah, which is revealed on Chanukah, we rid ourselves of all the enemies. There's no need to lift a finger. Hakol Kol Yaakov. Through the Hakol Kol Yaakov, which is the Yomtov of Chanukah, of Halel and Hoidah, automatically the enemy falls away by the wayside. Because that's our weapon. Our weaponry is with the mouth. Kislev is Mazel Keshes. Keshes is Tefillah. And that's Mevatel v'Keshes of Yavon. That's Mevatel v'Keshes of Yishmael. And we should be Zoichetaka that this Chanukah of Tavshin Ayin should be a Teshuah Gedoyla, which has the word Tavshin Ayin, and a Teshuah Gedoyla Ufurkan Kehayoyim Hazeh, Chofei Yoyim Zeh, Kehayoyim Hazeh, which should be Zoichetaka in the Schus of Kriyashma, which Kriyashma is the first mitzvah of mentioned in the first mission of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is Chanukah, which is Chof Hei, the 25th of Kislev, 25 Oisius in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, proclaiming Hashem as one, Hashem Melech, the Hoysel Hashem HaMelucha, which is how the Haftarah ends this week, we should be Zoych HaTakad of Olam Moshiach and Behar Tzion, Lishpet Es HaReisav, to see the Beis HaMikdash Bonoi, the Gid HaNosha back in place, Kaf Yerech Yaakov back in place, that we should be zeichet to see Aaron HaKoyen. Aaron is the midah of Hoid. Aaron lighting the Beis HaMikdash, lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash Hashlishi.